Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Focal Self-Attention for Local Global Interactions in Vision Transformers. Authored 2021 by Jianwei Yang, Chunyuan Li, Pengxuan Zhang, Ziyang Dai, Bin Shao, Lu Yuan, Jianfeng Gao. Recently, Vision Transformer and its variants have shown great promise on various computer vision tasks. The ability of capturing shortened long-range visual dependencies through self-attention is the key to success. But it also brings challenges due to quadratic computational overhead, especially for the high-resolution vision tasks, e.g., object detection. Many recent works have attempted to reduce the computational and memory cost and improve performance by applying either coarse-grained global attentions or fine-grained local attentions. However, both approaches cripple the modeling power of the original self-attention mechanism of multilayer transformers, thus leading to sub-optimal solutions. In this paper, we present focal self-attention, a new mechanism that incorporates both fine-grained local and coarse-grained global interactions. In this new mechanism, each token attends its closest surrounding tokens at fine granularity and the tokens far away at coarse granularity, and thus can capture both shortened long-range visual dependencies efficiently and effectively. With focal self-attention, we propose a new variant of vision transformer models, called focal transformer, which achieves superior performance over the state-of-the-art SOTA vision transformers on a range of public image classification and object detection benchmarks. In particular, our focal transformer models with a moderate size of 51.1 m and a larger size of 89.8 m achieve 83.5% and 83.8% top 1 accuracy, respectively, on ImageNet classification at 224x224. When employed as the backbones, focal transformers achieve consistent and substantial improvements over the current SOTA SWIN transformers, reference 44, across 6 different object detection methods. Our largest focal transformer yields 58.7, 58.9 box maps and 50.9, 51.3 mask maps on COCO Mini Val, Test Dev, and 55.4 MIOU on ADE20K for semantic segmentation, creating new SOTA on 3 of the most challenging computer vision tasks. 1. Introduction. Nowadays, transformer, reference 60, has become a prevalent model architecture in natural language processing, NLP, reference 22, 6. In the light of its success in NLP, there is an increasing effort on adapting it to computer vision, CV, reference 48, 51. Since its promise firstly demonstrated in Vision Transformer, VIT, reference 23, we have witnessed a flourish of full transformer models for image classification, reference 57, 63, 67, 44, 80, 59, object detection, reference 9, 91, 84, 20, and semantic segmentation, reference 61, 65. Beyond these static image tasks, it has also been applied on various temporal understanding tasks, such as action recognition, reference 41, 83, 11, object tracking, reference 15, 62, scene flow estimation, reference 39. In transformers, self-attention is the key component making it unique from the widely used convolutional neural networks, CNNs, reference 38. At each transformer layer, it enables the global content-dependent interactions among different image regions for modeling both short and long-range preprint. Under review, abstract, dependencies. Through the visualization of full self-attentions, we indeed observe that it learns to attend local surroundings, like CNNs, and the global contexts at the same time. See the left side of Fig. 1. Nevertheless, when it comes to high-resolution images for dense predictions such as object detection or segmentation, a global and fine-grained self-attention becomes non-trivial due to the quadratic computational cost with respect to the number of grids in feature maps. Recent works alternatively exploited either a coarse-grained global self-attention, reference 63, 67, or a fine-grained local self-attention, reference 44, 80, 59, to reduce the computational burden. However, both approaches cripple the power of the original full self-attention, i.e., the ability to simultaneously model shortened long-range visual dependencies, as demonstrated on the left side of Fig. 1. In this paper, we present a new self-attention mechanism to capture both local and global interactions in transformer layers for high-resolution inputs. Considering that the visual dependencies between regions nearby are usually stronger than those far away, we perform the fine-grained self-attention only in local regions while the coarse-grained attentions globally. as depicted in the right side of Fig. 1, a query token in the feature map attends its closest surroundings at the finest granularity as itself. However, when it goes to farther regions, it attends to summarized tokens to capture coarse-grained visual dependencies. The further away the regions are from the query, the coarser the granularity is. As a result, it can effectively cover the whole high-resolution feature maps while introducing much less number of tokens in the self-attention computation than that in the full self-attention mechanism. As a result, it has the ability to capture both short- and long-range visual dependencies efficiently. We call this new mechanism focal self-attention, as each token attends others in a focal manner. Based on the proposed focal self-attention, a series of focal transformer models are developed by 1. Exploiting a multi-scale architecture to maintain a reasonable computational cost for high-resolution images, 63, 67, 44, 80, and 2. Splitting the feature map into multiple windows in which tokens share the same surroundings, instead of performing focal self-attention for each token, 59, 80, 44. We validate the effectiveness of the proposed focal self-attention via a comprehensive empirical study on image classification, object detection, and segmentation. Results show that our focal transformers with similar model sizes and complexities consistently outperform the SOTA vision transformer models across various settings. Notably, our small focal transformer model with 51.1 m parameters can achieve 83.5% top 1 accuracy on ImageNet 1K, and the base model with 89.8 m parameters obtains 83.8% top 1 accuracy. When transferred to object detection, our focal transformers consistently outperform the SOTA SWIN transformers, reference 44, for 6 different object detection methods. Our largest focal transformer model achieves 58.9 box map and 51.3 mask map on COCO test dev for object detection and instance segmentation, respectively, and 55.4 MIOU on ADE20K for semantic segmentation. These results demonstrate that the focal self-attention is highly effective in modeling the local global interactions in vision transformers. 2. Method 2.1. Model architecture. To accommodate the high-resolution vision tasks, our model architecture shares a similar multi-scale design with 63, 80, 44, which allows us to obtain high-resolution feature maps at earlier stages. As shown in Fig. 2, an image IERHXWX3 is first partitioned into patches of size 4x4, resulting 2W4 in visual tokens with dimension 4x4*3. Then, we use a patch embedding layer which consists of a convolutional layer with filter size and stride both equal to 4, to project these patches into hidden features with dimension D. Given this spatial feature map, we then pass it to 4 stages of focal transformer blocks. At each stage, i.e., 1, 2, 3, 4, the focal transformer block consists of n focal transformer layers. After each stage, we use another patch embedding layer to reduce the spatial size of feature map by factor 2, while the feature dimension is increased by 2. For image classification tasks, we take the average of the output from last stage and send it to a classification layer. For object detection, the feature maps from last 3 or all 4 stages are fed to the detector head, depending on the particular detection method we use. The model capacity can be customized by varying the input feature dimension D and the number of focal transformer layers at each stage, N1, N2, N3, N4. Standard self-attention can capture both short- and long-range interactions at fine grain, but it suffers from high computational cost when it performs the attention on high-resolution feature maps as noted in reference 80. Take stage 1 in Fig. 2 as the example. For the feature map of size 4xwxd, the complexity of self-attention is 0.hxwd, resulting in an explosion of time and memory cost considering min, h, w, is 800 or even larger for object detection. In the next, we describe how we address this with the proposed focal self-attention. 10. H. 2.2 Focal self-attention 3 A feature map of xermxnxd with spatial size m*n. We first partition it into a grid of windows with size SPSP. Then, we find the surroundings for each window rather than individual tokens. In the following, we elaborate the window-wise focal self-attention. H. 2.2.1. Window-wise attention. An illustration of the proposed window-wise focal self-attention is shown in Fig. 4. We first define 3 terms for clarity. Focal levels L, the number of granularity levels we extract the tokens for our focal self-attention. In Fig. 1, we show 3 focal levels in total, for example. Focal window size SU, the size of sub-window on which we get the summarized tokens at level A, 1, L, which are 1, 2 and 4 for the 3 levels in Fig. 1. focal region size S. The number of sub-windows horizontally and vertically in attended regions at level 1, and they are 3, 4 and 4 from level 1 to 3 in Fig. 1. With the above three terms, L, SW senior, we can specify our focal self-attention module, preceded in two main steps, sub-window pooling. Assume the input feature map XERMXNXD, where MXN are the spatial dimension and D is the feature dimension. We perform sub-window pooling for all L levels. For the focal level 1, we first split the input feature map X into a grid of sub-windows with size slew XSV. Then we use a simple linear layer F to pool the sub-windows spatially by 4x the pooled feature maps, X, at different levels 1 provide rich information at both fine grain and coarse grain. Since we set psi equals 1 for the first focal level which has the same granularity as the input feature map, there is no need to perform any sub-window pooling. Considering the focal window size is usually very small, 7 maximally in our settings, the number of extra parameters introduced by these sub-window pooling are fairly negligible. Attention computation. Once we obtain the pooled feature maps, X, at all L levels, we compute the query at the first level and key and value for all levels using three linear projection layers FQ, FK, 4, and FU. Q equals FQ, X4, K, equals FX, X, and V, equals FU, X, X. To perform focal self-attention, we need to first extract the surrounding tokens for each query token in the feature map. As we mentioned earlier, tokens inside a window partition SPXSP share the same set of surroundings. For the queries inside the ITH window CER$PX8PXD, we extract the S, XS keys and values from K and VL around the window where the query lies in, and then gather the keys and values from all L to obtain key equals K, K, EURSXD and V, equals V plus V, EURSXD, where S is the sum of focal region from all levels, i.e., S equals less than, equals 1, S, 2. Note that a strict version of focal self-attention following Fig. 1 requires to exclude the overlapped regions across different levels. In our model, we intentionally keep them in order to capture the pyramid information for the overlapped regions. Finally, we follow, reference 44, to include a relative position bias and compute the focal self-attention for Qi by attention, Qi, Qi, V, Qik. Softmax, plus B, V, 3, VA where B equals B, is the learnable relative position bias. It consists of L subsets for L focal levels. Similar to, reference 44, for the first level, we parameterize it to BPER, 28P1, X, 28P1, considering the horizontal and vertical position range are both in, SP plus 1, SP1. For the other focal levels, considering they have different granularity to the queries, we treat all the queries inside a window equally and use BER$** to represent the relative position bias between the query window and each of S, XS, pooled tokens. Since the focal self-attention for each window is independent of others, we can compute EQ 3 in parallel. Once we complete it for the whole input feature map, we send it to the MLP block for proceeding computation as usual. 2.2.2 complexity analysis. We analyze the computational complexity for the two main steps discussed above. For the input feature map and EURXNXD, we have sub-windows at focal level 1. For each sub-window, the pooling operation in EQ.1 has the complexity of O, SW, D. Aggregating all sub-windows brings us MN, D. Then for all focal levels, we have the complexity of O, L, MN, D, in total, which is independent of the sub-window size at each focal level. Regarding the attention computation in EQ 3, the computational cost for a query window SPXSP is O, SP, S, D, and 0, underscore, SM, MN, D, for the whole input feature map. To sum up, the overall computational cost for our focal self-attention becomes O, L plus E, S, MN, D. In an extreme case, one can set S, 2 max, M, N, S, to ensure global receptive field for all queries, including both corner and middle queries, in this layer. 2.3. Model configuration. We consider three different network configurations for our focal transformers. Here, we simply follow the design strategy suggested by previous works, reference 63, 67, 44, though we believe there should be a better configuration specifically for our focal transformers. Specifically, we use similar design to the tiny, small and base models in SWIN transformer, reference 44, as shown in Table 1. Our models take 224 by 224 images as inputs, and the window partition size is also set to 7 to make our models comparable to the SWIN transformers. For the focal self-attention layer, we introduce two levels, one for fine-grained local attention and one for coarse-grained global attention. Expect for the last stage, the focal region size is consistently set to 13 for the window partition size of 7, which means that we expand 3 tokens for each window partition. For the last stage, since the whole feature map is 7x7, the focal region size at level 0 is set to 7, which is sufficient to cover the entire feature map. For the coarse-grained global attention, we set its focal window size same to the window partition size 7, but gradually decrease the focal region size to get 7, 5, 3, 1, for the 4 stages. For the patch embedding layer, the spatial reduction ratio pi for 4 stages are all 4, 2, 2, 2, while focal base has a higher hidden dimension compared with focal tiny and focal small. 3. Related work. Vision transformers. The vision transformer, VIT, was first introduced in Reference 23. It applies a standard transformer encoder, originally developed for NLP, Reference 60, to encode image by analogously splitting an equals 5 image into a sequence of visual tokens. It has demonstrated superior performance to convolutional neural networks, CNNs, such as the ResNet, Reference 34, on multiple image classification benchmarks, when trained with sufficient data, Reference 23, and careful data augmentation and regularization, Reference 57. These advancements further inspired the applications of Transformer to various vision tasks beyond image classification, such as self-supervised learning, 16, 10, 40, object detection, Reference 9, 91, 84, 20, and semantic segmentation, Reference 61, 65, 86. Apart from the downstream tasks, another line of work focuses on improving the original vision transformers from different perspectives, such as data-efficient training, Reference 57, improved patch embedding, encoding, Reference 18, 75, 32, integrating convolutional projections into transformers, 67, 74, multi-scale architectures and efficient self-attention mechanisms for high-resolution vision tasks, Reference 63, 67, 44, 80, 17. We refer the readers to Reference 37, 31, 37 for comprehensive surveys. This paper focuses on improving the general performance of vision transformer with the proposed focal self-attention mechanism. In the following, we particularly discuss the most related works regarding attention mechanisms. Efficient global and local self-attention. Transformer models usually need to cope with a large number of tokens, such long documents in NLP and high-resolution images in CV. Recently, various efficient self-attention mechanisms are proposed to overcome the quadratic computational and memory cost in the vanilla self-attention. On one hand, a number of works in both NLP and CV resort to coarse-grained global self-attention by attending the downsampled, summarized tokens, while preserving the long-range interactions, Reference 50, 47, 63, 67, 32. Though this approach can improve the efficiency, it loses the detailed context surrounding the query tokens. On the other hand, the local fine-grained attention, i.e., attending neighboring tokens within a constant window size, is another solution for both language, 3, 78, 1, and vision, 59, 44, 80. In this paper, we argue that both types of attentions are important and the full attention VIT models indeed have learned both of them, as shown in Fig. 1 left. This is also supported by the recent advanced CNN models, 36, 66, 64, 71, 2, 8, 52, which showed that global attention or interaction can effectively improve the performance. Our proposed focal self-attention is the first to reconcile the global and local self-attention in a single transformer layer. It can capture both local and global interactions as vanilla full attention but in more efficient and effective way, particularly for high-resolution inputs. 4. Experiments. 4.1 image classification on ImageNet 1K. We compare different methods on ImageNet 1K, Reference 21. For fair comparison, we follow the training recipes in Reference 57, 63. All models are trained for 300 epochs with a batch size 1024. The initial learning rate is set to 10 to 3 with 20 epochs of linear warm-up starting from 10 to 5. For optimization, we use Adam W, Reference 45, as the optimizer with a cosine learning rate scheduler. The weight decay is set to 0.05 and the maximal gradient norm is clipped to 5.0. We use the same set of data augmentation and regularization strategies used in Reference 57, after excluding random erasing, Reference 87, repeated 6 augmentation, Reference 4, 35, an exponential moving average, EMA, reference 49. The stochastic depth drop rates are set to 0.2, 0.2, and 0.3 for our tiny, small, and base models, respectively. During training, we crop images randomly to 224 by 224, while a center crop is used during evaluation on the validation set. In Table 2, we summarize the results for baseline models and the current state-of-the-art models on image classification task. We can find our focal transformers consistently outperforms other methods with similar model size, hash params, and computational complexity, GFLOPs. Specifically, focal tiny improves over the transformer baseline DET small, 16 by 2.0%. Meanwhile, using the same model configuration, 2.2.6.2, and a few extra parameters in computations, our focal tiny improves over SWIN tiny by 1.0 point, 81.2% plus 82.2%. When we increase the window size from 7 to 14 to match the settings in VIL small, reference 80, the performance can be further improved to 82.5%. For small and base models, our focal transformers still achieve slightly better performance than the others. Notably, our focal small with 51.1 M parameters can reach 83.5%, which is better than all counterpart small and base models using much less parameters. When further increasing the model size, our focal base model achieves 83.8%, surpassing all other models using comparable parameters and flops. We refer the readers to our appendix for more detailed comparisons. 4.2 Object detection and instance segmentation. We benchmark our models on object detection with COCO 2017, reference 43. The pre-trained models are used as visual backbones and then plug into two representative pipelines, RetinaNet, reference 42, and MaskRCNN, reference 33. All models are trained on the 118K training images and results reported on 5 Kelvin's validation set. We follow the standard to use two training schedules, 1x schedule with 12 epochs and 3x schedule with 36 epochs. For 1x schedule, we resize images shorter side to 800 while keeping its longer side no more than 1333. For 3x schedule, we use multi-scale training strategy by randomly resizing its shorter side to the range of 480-800. Considering this higher input resolution, we adaptively increase the focal sizes at 4 stages to 15, 13, 9, 7, to ensure the focal attention covers more than half of the image region, first 2 stages, to the whole image, last 2 stages. With the focal size increased, the relative position biases are accordingly upsampled to corresponding sizes using bilinear interpolation. During training, we use Adam W, reference 45, for optimization with initial learning rate 10 to 4 and weight decay 0.05. Similarly, we use 0.2, 0.2 and 0.3 stochastic depth drop rates to regularize the training for our tiny, small and base models, respectively. Since SWIN Transformer does not report the numbers on RetinaNet, we train it by ourselves using their official code with the same hyperparameters with our focal transformers. 7 in Table 3, we show the performance for both CNN-based models and the current transformer-based state-of-the-arts methods. The B-box map, APB, and mask map, APM, are reported. Our focal transformers outperform the CNN-based models consistently with the gap of 4.8 to 7.1 points. Compared with the other methods which also use multi-scale transformer architectures, we still observe substantial gains across all settings and metrics. Particularly, our focal transformers brings 0.7 to 1.7 points of map against the current best approach SWIN transformer, 44, at comparable settings. Different from the other multi-scale transformer models, our method can simultaneously enable short-range fine-grain and long-range coarse-grain interactions for each visual token, and thus capture richer visual contexts at each layer for better dense predictions. To have more comprehensive comparisons, we further train them with 3x schedule and show the detailed numbers for RetinaNet and MaskRCNN in Table 4. For comprehension, we also list the number of parameters and the associated computational cost for each model. As we can see, even for 3x schedule, our models can still achieve 0.3 to 1.1 gain over the best SWIN transformer models at comparable settings. To further verify the effectiveness of our proposed focal transformers, we full backbone hashtag param FLOPSAPBAPOAPYLO, reference 44, to train 4 different object detectors including Cascade RCNN, reference 7, CMask RCNN, reference 7, SWIN TATSS, reference 81, Rep Points, reference 72, and Sparse 51.5, plus 1.0, 70.6 RCNN, reference 55. We use Focal Tiny as the ATSS, reference 81, 35.7 backbone and train all four models using 3x schedule. The box maps on COCO validation set are reported in Table 5. As rep points V2, reference 72, SWIN T, we can see, our focal tiny exceeds SWIN tiny by 1.0 to 2.3 points on all methods. These significant and consistent improve sparse RCNN, reference 55, SWIN T109.747.9 focal T49.0, plus 1.1, 69.1 ments over different detection methods in addition to retina net and mask RCNN suggest that our focal transformer table 5, comparison with RESNET50, SWIN tiny across can be used as a generic backbone for a different object detection methods. We use focal tiny as variety of object detection methods. The backbone and train all models using 3x schedule. Besides the instance segmentation results above, we further evaluate our model on semantic segmentation, a task that usually requires high-resolution input and long-range interactions. We benchmark our method on ADE20K, reference 88. Specifically, we use UperNet, reference 68, as the segmentation method and our focal transformers as the backbone. We train three models with focal tiny, focal small, focal base, respectively. For all models, we use a standard recipe by setting the input size to 512 by 512 and train the model for 160k iterations with batch size 16. In Table 7, we show the comparisons to previous works. As we can see, method 64.3, 69.3, 50.5, 54.9, 55.9, R50, 82.0, 85.6, 86.7, 739. 742,770, 46.3, 50.5, focal T, 32.1, R50, SWIN T focal T, 205, 212,239, 43.5, 61.9, 47.2, 66.5, 49.5, plus 2.3, 68.8, 47.0, 51.3, 53.9, 36.8, R50, 43.4, 44.1, 45.4, 431, 437,491, 46.5, 64.6, 50.0, 68.5, 51.2, plus 1.2, 70.4, 50.3, 54.2, 54.9, focal T, 106.1, R50, 44.5, 166, 172,196, 63.4, 67.3, 48.2, 52.3, 53.2, 110.8. 8 are tiny, small and base models consistently outperform SWIN transformers with similar size on single scale and multi-scale MLOS. 4.3 comparing with system level SOTA methods to compare with SOTA at the system level. We build focal large model by increasing the hidden dimension in focal base from 128 to 196 while keeping all the others the same, similar to SWIN transformers. To achieve the best performance, the common practice is to pre-train on ImageNet 22K and then transfer the model to downstream tasks, 67, 44. However, due to the limited resources, we partially initialize our model with the pre-trained SWIN transformer checkpoint. Considering our network architecture is similar with SWIN transformers except for the window shift and focal self-attention. Specifically, we reuse the parameters in SWIN large model but remove the window shift operation and randomly initialize our own window pooling layer in EQ 1, and local to global relative position bias in EQ 3. Then, we fine-tune our model on ImageNet 1K to learn the focal specific parameters. The resulting model is used as the backbone and further fine-tuned on object detection and semantic segmentation tasks. Comparison with SOTA detection systems. For object detection on COCO, we first follow SWIN transformer to also use HTC, reference 13, as the detection method in that it reported SOTA performance on COCO detection when using SWIN transformer as the backbone. For fair comparison, we also use Soft NMS, reference 5, InstaBoost, reference 25, and a multi-scale training strategy with shorter side in range, 400, 1400, while the longer side is no more than 1600. We train the model using Adam W, reference 45, with base learning rate LA4 and weight decay 0.1. The model is trained using standard 3x schedule. The box and mask maps on COCO validation set and test dev are reported in Table 6. We show both single-scale evaluation and multi-scale evaluation results. Our focal large model with multi-scale test achieved 58.1 box map and 50.9 mask map on mini valset, which are better than the reported numbers for SWIN large in reference 44. When evaluating our model on the test dev set, it achieves 58.4 box map and 51.3 mask map, which is slightly better than SWIN transformer. Note that because our model does not include global self-attention layer used in SWIN transformer at the last stage, it has smaller model size and fewer flops. More recently, Die Head, reference 19, achieves new SOTA on COCO when combined with SWIN large. We replace the SWIN large model with our focal large model and use the same 2x training schedule as in reference 19. We report the box maps for both mini val and 9 test dev. Our focal large clearly brings substantial improvements over both metrics, reaching new SOTA on both metrics. Comparison with SOTA semantic segmentation systems. We further use the pre-trained focal large model as the backbone for semantic segmentation. We follow the same setting as in reference 44. Specifically, we use input image size 640x640 and train the model for 160k iterations with a batch size of 16. We set the initial learning to 6e-5 and use a polynomial learning rate decay. The weight decay is set to 0.01. For multi-scale evaluation, we use the same scaling ratios, 0.5, 0.75, 1.0, 1.25, 1.5, 1.75, as in previous works. In Table 7, we see that our focal large achieves significantly better performance than SWIN large. In both single-scale and multi-scale evaluation, focal large has more than 1. MIOU improvement, which presents a new SOTA for semantic segmentation on ADE20K. These encouraging results verify the effectiveness of our proposed focal self-attention mechanism in capturing long-range dependencies required by dense visual prediction tasks. 4.4. Ablation studies. We conduct ablation studies to inspect the model's capacity from different aspects. Focal tiny is considered on both image classification and object detection tasks. Effect of varying window size. Above, we have demonstrated both short and long-range interactions are necessary. Based on this, a natural question is that whether increasing the window size can further help the model learning giving an enlarged receptive field. In table, we show the performance of SWIN tiny and focal tiny with window size 7 and 14. Clearly, a larger window size brings gain for both methods on all three metrics, and our focal tiny model consistently outperforms SWIN tiny using both window sizes. Comparing the second and third row, we find our model beats SWIN even using much smaller window size, 7v. 14. We suspect the long-range interactions in our model is the source of this gain. The necessity of window shift. In reference 44, the authors proposed window shift operations to enable the cross-window interactions between two successive layers. In contrast, the visual tokens in our focal transformer can always communicate with those in other windows at both fine and coarse grain. A natural question is whether adding the window shift to our focal transformers can further lead to 10 improvements. To investigate this, we remove the window shift from SWIN transformer while add it to our focal transformer. As shown in Table 9, SWIN transformer shows a severe degradation after removing the window shift. However, our focal transformer is even hurt on classification task. These results indicate that the window shift is not a necessary ingredient in our model. As such, our model can get rid of the constraint in SWIN transformer that there should be an even number of layers in each stage for the alternative window shift operation. Contributions of short and long range interaction. We attempt to factorize the effect of short range fine grain and long range coarse grain interactions in our focal transformers. We ablate the original focal tiny model to a. Focal tiny window merely performing attention inside each window, b. Focal tiny local attending the additional fine grain surrounding tokens, and c. Focal tiny global attending the extra coarse grain squeezed tokens. We train them using the same setting as focal tiny and report their performance on image classification and object detection using mask RCNN one-time schedule. As we can see from Fig. 5, focal tiny window suffers from significant drop on both image classification, 82.2 right pointing arrow 80.1, and object detection, 44.8 right pointing arrow 38.3. This is expected since the communication across windows are totally cut off at each transformer layer. After we enable either the local fine grain or global coarse grain interactions, middle two columns, we observe significant jumps. Though they prompt richer interactions from different paths, finally both of them enable the model to capture more contextual information. When we combine them together, we observe further improvements on both tasks. This implies that these two type of interactions are complementary to each other and both of them should be enabled in our model. Another observation is that adding long-range tokens can bring more relative improvement for image classification than object detection and vice versa for local tokens. We suspect that dense predictions like object detection more rely on fine-grained local context while image classification favors more the global information. Model capacity against model depth. Considering our focal attention prompts local and global interactions at each transformer layer, one question is that whether it needs less number of layers to obtain similar modeling capacity as those without global interactions. To answer this, we conduct the experiments by reducing the number of transformer layers at stage 3 in SWIN Tiny and Focal Tiny from the original 6 to 4 and 2. In Table 10, we show the performance and model complexity for each variant. First, we can find our model outperforms SWIN model consistently with the same depth. More importantly, using two less layers, our model achieves comparable performance to SWIN transformer. Particularly, Focal Tiny with 4 layers achieves 81.4 on image classification, which is even better than original SWIN Tiny model with 6 layers, highlighted in gray cells. Though we do not explore different architectures for our focal transformer, these results suggest that we can potentially find even more efficient and effective architectures. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we have presented focal self-attention to enable efficient local-global interactions in vision transformers. Different from previous works, it performs the local self-attention at fine grain and global self-attention at coarse grain, which results in an effective way to capture richer context in both short and long range at a reasonable cost. By plugging it into a multi-scale transformer architecture, we propose focal transformers, which demonstrates its superiority over the SOTA methods on both image classification, object detection, and segmentation. With these extensive experimental results, the proposed focal attention is shown as a generic approach for modeling local-global interactions in vision transformers for various vision tasks. Limitations and future work. Though extensive experimental results showed that our focal self-attention can significantly boost the performance on both image classification and dense prediction tasks, it does introduce extra computational and memory cost, since each query token needs to attend the coarsened global tokens in addition to the local tokens. Developing some practical or methodological techniques to reduce the cost would be necessary to make it more applicable in realistic scenarios. Our ablation study on the number of used transformer layers in Table 10 indeed shed light on the potential way to reduce the cost via reducing the number of transformer layers. However, we merely scratched the surface and further study on this aspect is still needed. In focal transformers, we chose multi-scale architecture as the base so that it can work for high-resolution prediction tasks. However, we believe our focal attention mechanism is also applicable to monolithic vision transformers and transformers in both vision and language domain. We leave this as a promising direction to further explore in the future. 11-12, Reference 20, Zigang Dai, Bolin Kai, Yuging Lin, and Junying Chen. Updater. Unsupervised pre-training for Object 13, 14, 15, 16. Appendix A. One image classification, we present the exhaustive comparison with previous works in Table 11. We compare our method with both CNN-based and transformer-based methods. We categorize different methods into groups based on two properties: scale, the scale of feature maps in a model. It can be either a single scale or multi-scale. In single-scale models, all feature maps have the same size across different stages. For multi-scale models, there are usually feature maps with different resolutions with the preceding stages. Locality. The locality of operations in a model. It can be either global or local. Local operations can be a convolutional layer in CNN models or a transformer layer which conducts local self-attention. However, global operations such as the standard self-attention produce the output feature map by gather information from all inputs. Based on this criterion, all CNN models are natural multi-scale because their feature map sizes gradually decrease at different stages. Recently, a number of works attempt to integrate the global operations into CNNs by introducing squeeze and excitation, SE, layer, reference 36, channel-wise attention layer, reference 66, and even self-attention layer, reference 2, 52. As we can see, the combination of local and global operations significantly improve the performance for image classification. Particularly, Botnet S1110 achieves 82.8 top 1 accuracy with moderate number of parameters, 61.6 m. On the contrary, Transformers, reference 60, by nature performs global self-attention by which each visual token can interact with all others. Even without multi-scale design as in CNNs, a number of transformer-based works such as TNT, reference 32, DeepVit, reference 89, and Kate, reference 58, achieve superior performance to CNN models with comparable model size and computational cost. To accommodate the high-resolution feature maps, some recent works replace global self-attention with more efficient local self-attention and demonstrate comparable performance on image classification, while much promising results on dense prediction tasks such as object detection and semantic segmentation, reference 44. In this paper, we present focal attention, which is the first to combine global self-attention and local self-attention in an efficient way. Replacing either the global self-attention or the local self-attention with our focal self-attention, we achieve better performance than both. These results, along with the CNN models augmented by local and global computations, demonstrate that combining local and global interactions are more effective than either of them. In the table, we also report the speed for different methods. Using the same script provided by reference 44, we run the test on a single Tesla V100 with batch size 64. Accordingly, our focal transformer has slower running speed, though it has similar flops as SWIN transformer. This is mainly due to two reasons. One, we introduce the global coarse grain attention, and it introduces the extra computations. Two, though we conduct our focal attention on the windows, we still observe that extracting the surrounding tokens around local windows and the global tokens across the feature map are time-consuming. A 0.2 object detection and segmentation for completeness, we report the full metrics for RetinaNet and MaskRCNN trained with 1x schedule in Table 12. As we can see, our focal transformers consistently outperform previous works, including the state-of-the-art SWIN transformers on all metrics. We observe that our models trained with 1x schedule generally have more gain against the previous best models than 3x schedule, plus 1.2 V/s, plus 0.8 and plus 1.0 V/s, plus 0.7 box map for RetinaNet and MaskRCNN, respectively. This indicates that our models have faster learning convergences compared with previous works. Compared with the local attention-based methods, e.g., SWIN transformer, integrating the long-range interactions can help capture more visual dependencies and thus help the model to learn faster. A 0.3 model inspections. Learning speed comparison. As we briefly discussed earlier, our model shows faster learning speed on object detection task. In Fig. 6, we show the top 1 validation accuracy of our models and SWIN transformers for image classification task. Accordingly, our focal transformers have much faster learning speed as well. For example, Focal Tiny has 75.7% top 1 accuracy at 100th epoch, while SWIN Tiny has 73.9% top 1 accuracy. Similarly, Focal Small achieves 78.3% at 100th epoch, which is 2.0 point higher than SWIN Small. Even for the base models, this gap is still maintained for a 17 long duration until the end of the training. We attribute this faster learning speed to the long-range interactions introduced by our focal attention mechanism, in that it can help to capture the global information at very beginning. Attention scores for different token types. In our main submission, we have shown both local and global attentions are important. Here, we study how much local and global interactions occur at each layer. Using Focal Tiny trained on ImageNet 1K as the target, we show in Fig. 7 the summed up attention scores for three type of tokens. 1. Local tokens inside the window. 2. Local tokens surrounding the window. And 3. Global tokens after the window pooling. To compute these scores, we average over the all local windows and then also take the average over all heads. Finally, we sum up the attention scores that belongs to the aforementioned three type of tokens. These attention scores 18 are further averaged over the whole ImageNet 1K validation set. In Fig. 7, we can see a clear trend that the global attention becomes stronger when it goes to upper layers, while the local attention inside a window is weakened gradually. This indicates that 1. Our model heavily relies on both short and long-range interactions. Neither of them are neglected in the model at all layers and stages. 2. The gradually strengthened global and weakened local attentions indicate that model tends to focus on more local details at earlier stages while on more global context at the later stages. Local to global relative position bias. We further inspect what our model learns for the local to global relative position bias introduced in EQ. 3. This relative position bias is a good indicator on how the model put its attention weight on local and global regions. In our focal transformers, the focal region sizes at 4 stages are 7, 5, 3, 1, and 15, 13, 9, 7, for image classification and object detection, respectively. In Fig. 8 and Fig. 9, we visualize the learned relative position bias matrices for all heads and all layers in our Focal Tiny model trained on ImageNet 1K and COCO, respectively. Surprisingly, though all are randomly initialized, these relative position biases exhibit some interesting patterns. At the first stage of image classification model, all three heads learn to put much less attention on the center window at first layer while focus more on the center at the second layer. For object detection model, however, they are swapped so that the first layer focus more on the center part while the second layer learns to extract the global context from surrounding. As a result, the two layers cooperate with each other to extract both local and global information. At the second stage of both models, we observe similar property that the two consecutive layers have both local and global interactions. Compared with image classification model, the object detection model has more focus on the center regions. We suspect this is because object detection needs to extract more fine-grained information at local regions to predict the object category and location. At the third stage, we can see there is a fully mixture of local and global attentions in both models. Surprisingly, though randomly initialized, some of the heads automatically learn to disregard the center window pooled token, which has much redundancy with the fine-grained tokens inside the center window. 192021. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.